Hello. Earlier this week, I received a request up on Audioboo for any mountain metaphor that may resonate with someone who's recently fallen off a horse and is digging deep for some inspiration and patience with the back pain. It took me a little while for a story to come to mind, but actually, now that it has, it's such a doozy of an experience, I think this is probably going to be two or three recordings. So we'll see how we go. And what came to mind was an expedition 5 years ago out to the Peruvian Andes, the really big mountains down in South America. And I joined a commercial expedition whose objective was to make the first ascent of several peaks in the Cordillera Carabaya, which are in the north of Peru. I was massively drawn by this first ascent label. There's no kidding on that. It's like, oh, first ascent, get written up in the climbing magazines. Ego boost, absolutely. But also for the first time, it was an expedition where it was just the eight of us in the climbing team. We had no porters, none of the other kind of luxury trappings. We'd be carrying our own kit, doing our own cooking. So it had a kind of natural roughness to it, which I was kind of drawn to as well. Well, that came out interestingly. So the eight of us flew out to Peru, to Lima, and then travelled north to Puno, and basically started our process of acclimatisation there. So acclimatising is where your body gets used to the fact that it's at altitude, where there's less oxygen in the air, and makes the necessary physical adjustments to enable you to keep functioning. So there's all kinds of stuff goes on in your red blood cells and various chemical balances. But the important thing with acclimatizing is that you travel higher, you climb. Preferably you then drop down a bit to sleep and recover and then carry on climbing higher. And if at any point you get symptoms of altitude sickness, you at least don't go any higher, and preferably you actually drop some height so that your body can sort itself out. So we started off in Puno, and then after a couple of days there, we travelled a further 10 hours north on a dirt track to a little village called Macassani, and that's at about 4,000 metres above sea level. So we'd made quite a big leap there. And whilst the rest of the team were acclimatising, I was struggling somewhat with the initial symptoms of altitude sickness, enjoying the headache from hell and pretty much every type of queasiness that was in the book. So when it came time for them to leave and set up the base camp higher up in the mountains, I had to stay behind. And at that point, I didn't know whether I was going to recover enough to join them at the base camp, or whether I'd have to stay in the village, or even if I'd have to head all the way back down to sea level. So my plans at this point were distinctly ropey. And that's the end of part one. Tune in to find out what happens next.